Hey, this is Phil Alisa here at Good Vibes Only Radio, and I'd like to welcome you, new listeners, and also thank those who have been supporting me since day one. I really appreciate you guys, and if you haven't listened to all the other episodes, please take your time to do so, so that you know where we're heading with this podcast. Like I said, always, I'm just trying to bring positiveness to the world and trying to help people cope with anxiety, depression, supporting my fellow colleagues and family members, and just trying to be the best person I could be. And hopefully that I shine just a little light on somebody, brighten up somebody's day, and also give people a reason to be better as people. Today, I would like to discuss something I found on IG from a Dr. Natalia. She, I guess, works at LNOT Therapy. And she shares a post that really touched my heart. It's just called, How to Forgive Yourself. In that post, she says, separate the mistake from your identity. I'm guessing that's the first step. Your mistakes don't have to define you. Your guilt serves a purpose, but you don't have to torture yourself forever. Try telling yourself, I learned my lesson, and I won't do that again. Write down your thoughts. Look for evidence. For example, if you think you're an untrustworthy person, write it down and demand evidence to support this contention. List the untrustworthy things you've done. You might find that it's a short list, and that making a mistake doesn't make you permanently untrustworthy. You might be beating yourself up past the point of productivity and to the point of damaging yourself. Something else she shared was, ask for forgiveness. Part of forgiving yourself is letting the other party know that you're wrong. Take ownership of your role in what happened. The other person or people may not forgive you, and that's okay. They're entitled to their feelings, just as you're entitled to stop torturing yourself. And last but not least, accept the consequences. You may have deserved it, the consequences that you face, but the punishment doesn't have to wait on you forever. Think of the consequences as the road to a fresh start. Tell yourself, here's who I was. Who am I going to be in the future? And I think that's definitely a road to forgiveness for yourself, for others. If you want to be happy, you have to learn how to forgive yourself for whatever mistake you made. As you know, I'm in this path of self-discovery, that's the word, and I'm trying to also help others find their true self, become better people, stay positive, and in this world, we need that. So that's why I'm here, and I will continue to post, even if I'm the only one listening, but hopefully not. And I just truly thank you for your support, whoever's listening. So please feel free to comment. You have any topics you would like for me to discuss. If you want me to change the tone. If you want me to share more of this and not that. If you feel like you want to discuss something yourself, I could put you on the show. That's not a problem. Just send me an email, which is fiordalizaw@gmail.com. Any day, any time, just let me know what topic you want to discuss, what date, what time, and if I'm available, definitely we'll do it that day you want, or we'll make arrangements. Again, I'm trying to just bring positiveness, nothing negative. I don't want no negativity here. I might be a little negative every now and then, but not to the point that, you know, I'm not bringing it back to positive, so if that makes sense. Sometimes we might discuss something negative with a person, let's say an interview, somebody and they say, oh, but, you know, life was this or whatever they say, we're still going to bring it back to positiveness because of who they are today. So that's just how I roll. Anyhow, I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your reviews. I appreciate you listening. Please come again soon. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Wishing you love, peace, and happiness.